This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show on national radio where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. You've been busy. I mean, it's been the winter and...
Well, you know, I've been here in New Hampshire for almost 9 years now.
Wow. Congrats.
Coming from Florida, of all places.
Me too.
And one of the biggest questions I get is, oh, my God, that is quite the that's quite the journey. I mean, how is the seasonal change? And I'm like, well, it hurts sometimes. January and February, I have to tell you, I basically go into hibernation.
Okay.
I mean, I've got... I'm not a big fan
of the cold weather either, being from Mississippi. I mean, in Florida, it's warmer, but we're all from the South, I think.
That's right, we are.
And I think what we really have in common is the humidity. And Keene has its humidity problem as well, but I mean, I've got plenty of stuff to do in the house. I mean, I got my projects, I got my video games, and it's...
My hands are full of work. I got as much as I want to do.
But I'm always at that window looking out. And I'm seeing all the things I got to do come spring. I got trees that I got to come down. I got garden. I got a I have new plots that I'm gonna start on this year.
Sounds like you're anxious to get to work.
Yeah, damn straight I am. It's actually gotten a little warmer. Not today. It was back in the zeros this morning.
This morning.
Okay. We've had a warm week, and I actually went running for the first time in like 2-3 months.
Cool.
And that was nice. I'm a little sore right now. I'm definitely looking forward to getting back out. Not so much seeing all of the people, the maskies out there.
It's bad, dude.
I mean, if anything, staying in my house, I don't have to see all of it. And it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. It doesn't bother me as much. Because, I mean, it really is. I mean, you asked me, before we started, how I am. And I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm a little bit depressed.
Oh, it's worse.
And it's not just the weather and the lack of sun. It's the people. It's the goddamn people.
You got to get out, man. You got to. I know. Getting out exposes you to the people, but at the same time, you need to come to like Fuck Keene Gray, which is the fun noodle restaurant downtown Keene. For our listeners that don't know, where we have meetups twice a week now because the lady that owns the place, her attitude is basically, I don't care. I'm gonna do what I want. Freedom means something to her.
Mm-hmm.
She actually, in my opinion, she's the best activist we've got right now. Because she's got something on the line. She's got her entire business on the line. She's actually out of business at two of her restaurants. They've been closed since early, 2020.
But Fucking Great is doing just fine?
Fucking Great. I don't know how well they're doing, but they're still open. So that's a good sign.
Good news. Good sign.
It doesn't hurt that we brought, I think, 28 people there on last Sunday. You weren't there for it, but we literally... There were three other people in the place who weren't with our group, and everybody else, the whole place was full of people. So there are some bright spots out there, and I know you don't like to get out, but it might be worth it.
I work Sundays too.
I know that we're doing something on Fridays.
Oh, really?
So yeah, we got what we call Fucking Friday. And so 5 o'clock, come on out. We've had people come up from like Connecticut and elsewhere just to come up and visit New Hampshire, and it's a perfect place to go because you walk in and it's like walking into 2019. There's no signs on the door or anything like that. Now, every now and then a masked person will come into the store.
And then immediately see that it's 2019 and be like, oh, thank God.
Some of them act that way, so you can talk to the staff and they'll tell you stories about their interactions with people. Some people will come in and they'll somehow get the communication that it's okay to not wear the mask, and they'll have that reaction that you're talking about, because there are what percentage of people that are wearing masks. We still don't know what percentage of them are doing it just because they believe they have to, not because they want to, but because they believe that all these stores have these policies, because there's signage up almost everywhere at every corporate place.
It's got to be a significant portion.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious if any of you are on the social medias, If they've changed their avatar to them wearing a mask,
that's one of the bad ones. They're one of the bad ones.
But have they changed their avatars to wearing two masks? Because wearing one is no longer enough to virtue signal that you're a member of the Church of Woke.
Oh, speaking of that, Vincent, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, current host of Questioning Authority on Saturday nights, he sent me something today saying Keene State College students now have to wear a mask in their dorm room and two masks on campus outside of their dorm.
Stop wasting your time, kids. Just drop out. I mean, it's Keg State College in the first place.
Keg Stand College.
Well, it's not worth it.
Good news, and I don't know if these are stories that we'll get to. It looks like Texas, at least, is getting ready to rescind
Texas and Mississippi
their mask mandate orders. And, of course, that's Texas, and they're light years ahead of some of here in New England.
They ought to rescind their statehood next and get out of the United States.
That they're also talking about that, which is very interesting. And like I've always said, I want Texas to do it first because that's a lot more real estate that the federal government has to worry about.
Oh yeah.
Meanwhile, we just slip off right into the sunset while the federal government is wasting all their missiles and bombs and drones on some good old boys down in the South.
We got to get more people here, though, Conan. I mean, I think we've got 2020 was the best year yet for the Free State Project as far as migration is concerned. They had tremendous increase in interest in the project as well. Lots of new signups, lots of new people joining their newsletter and following them on social medias and things like this. I went to their Porcupine Day, which was the sort of the celebration of the end of the 5-year moving window for the Free State Project. So now it's finally the early moving window thing is now done, and now just come on in.
I got to say is if you want to move to New Hampshire, you got to do it before all the Californiites and all the mass holes, because they are coming in droves. Yeah. I mean, I have at least a dozen new addresses on my route, just one route. And Waffle is only a population of like 3,000. I mean, the houses are going up left and right, brand spanking new houses, and all New Jersey plates, Massachusetts plates, California plates, they're escaping.
Yeah, it's not surprising, especially now that they can work from home or whatever, so they don't actually have to be in New Jersey or Massachusetts. Like, well, I can just move to New Hampshire and then not have to pay any income taxes anymore.
Yep, and then what do you mean you don't have mass transit? What do you mean you don't? Your library's too small. We need to fix that. And then, you know, before you know it, they're at the city council meetings, and they're bringing all their bad ways with them. This is how parasites work, and hopefully we get the not-so-bad parasites. Hopefully we get the mediocre ones, because it's sad. I don't want them coming. I want the good ones to move in.
Well, New Hampshire appears to be lagging behind Texas and Mississippi. Governor Sununu just extended.
But that's just in COVID-related stuff.
Sure. I mean,
New Hampshire is still at least as of the last calculation, and maybe it'll change drastically, you know, in the next time they look at the numbers, because the 2020 freedom rankings that have come out from like the Fraser Institute, which does economic freedom of all North America, looks at every state, every province in Canada, every Mexican state, and it ranks them. New Hampshire's number one there. Florida is tied with number two with Idaho. So, but it's close. It's darn close. And Texas, I don't know where they are on the list, but generally Texas isn't as good as the people from Texas think that it is.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see how it pans out, because the 2020 numbers are actually coming from 2018. So, because it takes them, you know, a couple of years to gather all the statistics and put it all together.
So we won't really know how unfree we became in 2020
until 2022.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. But hopefully we'll find out sooner rather than later. But it's good to see that this is coming to an end in some states.
Yeah, and we do know that there are more people, I think, interested in moving here than I can recall in years. I would say we've had more visitors here to New Hampshire, specifically just to Keene. I know they're getting them elsewhere, but all I can see is what comes here. And I would say we've had more visitors in the last 8 months here than we've had in the last probably 6 to 8 years.
The Free State Project page on Facebook is filled with people talking about moving to New Hampshire. Who knows how many of them will actually do
it. Talk is cheap, but it's the first step. I mean, you still have to talk before you get to secession, too. Like, we have to talk about secession. People have to talk about secession if they believe in it. Because if enough people believe in a thing, it can become real. It can manifest.
Yeah, it only takes, like, what is it, like 5%? And then once you get that, activist types, people who are actually, you know, talking the, you know, walking the walk.
Right.
To get everyone else, all the people, the conformers, the maskies out there, to say, oh, wait, hold on now. There's actually a restaurant in Keene that you don't have to wear a mask?
There's more than one.
I love the sight of that.
Yeah.
Well, secession would be ideal. Then we don't have to worry about what the federal government is doing. We don't have to worry about California telling New Hampshire what to do. What do you think?
Exactly.
603-283-6160.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. With you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And Bitcoin is on sale. I don't know if you saw that, but you can find out more about it at Bitcoin.com. If you don't happen to know anything about it, they have everything you need to know. A cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs, so there's really no longer an excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. But if you already know about crypto, check out news.bitcoin.com, because there you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you, because bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a sleek and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com, to find out more about it. It's not a bad time to, because it is down about $10,000 per coin.
It's at peak. 48 right now. That's not on sale. It was on sale yesterday when it was 43.
Oh, remember, it's still on sale.
Its peak was 58.
All right. Well, yeah, it's, and of course, considering that it's probably going to be 100,000 in a couple of months.
It could be.
I, believe it or not, in my hibernation, I started mining.
What are you mining?
I had a machine just sitting there. I'm like, well, it's not doing me any good. It's my living room TV watching machine. And I've just started playing around. I didn't realize how easy it was.
It's super easy.
I'm mining Ethereum and Monero.
Nice.
Really?
I've only been mining for 3.5 weeks.
This with a graphics card?
I'm using a graphics card in the living room. And I use my CPUs. All of my computers are mining Monero using my CPUs.
Wow.
So I actually got on board, you know, doing some research, figuring out what I need to be mining to, you know, transferring into Bitcoin and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to put a damn machine together, like a real, you know, honest-to-God rig.
Okay.
And so I got everything except the GPUs.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because go on Newegg right now, go on anywhere and look at the GPUs. They are through the roof.
Really?
The same card that I bought in early January is like for like $300.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get. First of all, it's not in stock.
Yeah, they're almost impossible to find.
But the list price $900.
Why? Why all of a sudden?
And it's a simple, because everyone's mining.
Because of the price.
No, everyone's mining.
Yeah, but why now? Is it because the price has been going up? That's why everybody's jumping in.
I think a lot of people are at home. They're not working. They're doing all their work from home. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the theories.
I don't think you're correct. I think it's a matter of supply and demand. Chris Wade was talking about having issues acquiring hardware going back 7, 8, 9 months because of, you know, the pandemic and COVID-19, because so much of these chips are being produced in China.
Yeah, due to COVID, there's been huge delays as far as Chinese shipments.
Plus, everyone's working at home, so they no more company computer. They're building their own or buying their pre-built.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. That's one of the reasons.
Okay.
Other reasons, everyone's mining. No. Yeah, so I'm always, as usual, I'm, you know,
late to the party.
I'm late to the party.
Well,
but I'm still making.
But in New Hampshire, you're paying New Hampshire rates on power. I mean, it's going to kill you.
I'm only paying 8 cents.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like 15 cents.
No, hell no. I would have been dead a long time ago.
Okay, I didn't know how that. Okay.
When you consider I don't heat my house, this is a great way to heat your room.
No, it's not. They don't put off nearly that much heat.
Captain's heating his whole house, from what I understand.
My house is set at 52.
I know it is.
My room, I'm only heating
that's right.
One
you're,
room.
You're comfortable with 52 degrees.
Oh, well, I'm not comfortable. I'm comfortable saving all that money.
It warms his heart.
I mined Ravencoin off and on last year.
That's the next one on my list.
I wouldn't recommend it at the moment. It's down to about 10 coins a day as the reward, because so many more people are mining it. So the reward isn't really cost effective. It still comes out to about 20 cents a day for the coins.
You know the Ravencoin guy lives in New Hampshire, right?
I did not.
Yeah, his name's Bruce Fenton.
Actually, I guess it's close to about $2 a day in coins.
He threw the only crypto conference that New Hampshire has ever had. I believe they did an online one last year, but prior to that, I think it went for like 3 or 4 years in person. Good guy.
But it was easily mineable last year, to the extent that I was getting like 40 coins a day.
Well, so was Ethereum, and now Ethereum is getting to the point where, I mean, if you don't have an 8-gig card, you're not going to do it with a 4.
Ethereum and Monero haven't really been GPU mineable in a long time. I mean, you can
Ethereum,
not going to be profitable.
When Ethereum split, if I understand it, last split, now it is GPU mineable, and that's really about it. Monero is only CPU.
No, they use ASICs to mine them.
Getting off into the weeds here, guys.
But anyway, yeah, so it turned out to be effective because all of those Raven coins, they were mined at like 1 cent each or below a cent each, and now it's like 20 cents each. So definitely a profitable endeavor, but I don't think if the price stayed the same, it would have actually been worth it for the electricity cost.
Some of the old radio guys that I work with, some of the old, you know, veterans that have been in the talk radio business for a long time, they're starting to get interested in taking crypto, which is pretty sweet.
It is. And it's all a result of critical thinking. We're thinking things through, and that's why we got into cryptocurrency in the first place, seeing the economic trends and the fall of the USD. But evidently, critical thinking is bad, according to this guy at the New York Times. He says critical thinking, as we're taught to do it, isn't helping in the fight against misinformation. Now, that's a strange argument. Don't you think if somebody's presenting you with misinformation, the only way to conclude that it's incorrect would be to think it through?
No. See, now all you got to do is read the New York Times, and they'll do your thinking for you.
Not these days. We got to cancel that misinformation in a heartbeat. We can't have dudes in their basements, in their mom's basements, getting all this misinformation, because the next thing you know, they're storming the Capitol.
Look, Arya, you're too busy in your life. You don't have time to figure out all this hard stuff.
You need fact checkers.
Right. That's why we've got professionals at the New York Times. You can trust us.
Well, that's what they're asking.
You've always been able to trust us.
For an academic, Michael Caulfield has an odd request. Stop overthinking what you see online. Mr. Caulfield, a digital literacy expert, knows all too well that at this very moment, more people are fighting for the opportunity to lie to you than at perhaps any other point in human history. Those people are called politicians.
Now, that's not in the article, that last sentence
Yes.
You just said. What's the evidence for that claim, that more people are fighting for the opportunity to lie to you? Is it just because we're on the internet now and more people can approach you than ever before?
But that also means more people are fighting to tell us the truth than at any other point in human history.
I don't know if I believe his claim.
Yeah, it's a bit misleading. It may, in fact, be misinformation.
Indeed.
Misinformation rides the greased algorithmic rails of powerful social media platforms and travels at velocities and in volumes that make it nearly impossible to stop. That alone makes information warfare an unfair fight for the average internet user. As not true, as we just pointed out, true information is trending in exactly the same ways. But Mr. Caulfield argues that the deck is stacked even further against us, that the way we're taught from a young age to evaluate and think critically about information is fundamentally flawed and out of step with the chaos of the current internet.
Now, to be fair, I don't honestly remember what they taught me about critical thinking in school, but it was the government that did teach it, so maybe it wasn't really good information. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be like debate class? The debate team would be where you'd learn critical thinking? Because I don't remember any classes that were specifically designed to teach any of that, unless you're talking about math.
Yeah, I think it was just something that showed up in some class somewhere. I don't remember when it was. Like, I have a vague memory of them talking about critical thinking. I don't remember if it was math class. I don't remember where it was. But it was something that was included at some point in my school.
Not at my school, I don't think.
Nor at mine,
no.
Which is a shame, because that would obviously start with the logical absolutes and build from there, and it would be a valuable skill for adults to have in trying to figure out what is and isn't true.
You better believe it.
That's how you end up with Mitt Romney saying that he was and was not the CEO of Bain Capital in 99, and people going, yeah, that makes perfect sense. No, it doesn't, because it either is or isn't true. He can't have it both ways, and you would know that if you knew how to critically think. We're going to continue with why the New York Times says you should not.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is, and that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers. Get them vaccinated immediately.
Two states are ending coronavirus restrictions. For Mississippi, it starts tomorrow. Masks will no longer be required, and all businesses can reopen at full capacity. Texas will do the same as of next Wednesday. USA Radio News. More than a dozen people are dead after an SUV filled with 27 people inside collided with a semi-truck in Southern California. Hospital officials confirm 14 people died at the scene on State Route 115, about 60 miles west of the Arizona border, close to the U.S.-Mexico border. The California Highway Patrol saying the driver of the truck had only minor wounds. The SUV has a maximum legal capacity of 7 to 8 people. The Biden administration is imposing sanction on Russian officials and businesses for poisoning opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The intelligence community assesses with high confidence that officers of Russia's Federal Security Service used a nerve agent to poison Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on August 20, 2020.
Your closing numbers on Wall Street at the final bell, the Dow losing 144 points to close at 31,391. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. Maybe you agree with the writer here at the New York Times. Maybe we shouldn't be thinking. There's just too much information out there. We can't process it. We need to rely on our wise leaders at the New York Times to instruct us on what to believe and exactly how to believe it without any actual thought from ourselves. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Ridley calling from New Hampshire. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, let me unmute you. Sorry. Go ahead, Ridley.
Wrong one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you guys been following this New Hampshire House Bill 63 that's trying to... I think that's the one that's trying to make it so that they would undo the penalties that have been levied for COVID violations?
I've heard about this, yeah. I have not been following it.
And isn't this the one Sununu promises that he is going to veto if it comes across his desk?
Yes, and he's the one I wanted to talk about here because he's more interesting than the bill itself. So, as you know, many of the, I guess, I think maybe all the COVID violations up to this point, it's not really law. It's just edicts, right? He just signed something by himself like a dictator. And so his reaction to this was interesting. He attacked the reopeners who had sponsored this bill. He said, quote, we can't claim to support law and order, then incentivize law breaking and reward those who do not follow the rules, unquote.
Yeah, he didn't pass any laws. He just wrote a bunch
right.
of orders down. Now, of course,
yeah.
Laws are just words on paper. I mean, you know, they're just... these strangers in the legislature who believe they should be able to control us. So I have no respect for what those people create either. But
well,
even
but it's
under
not,
their system,
it's not a law. Yeah.
Yeah. Even under their system, what he did was not lawmaking.
Right.
But unfortunately, the legislature years ago passed an executive order statute that authorizes the governor to do all kinds of things like this. So getting that cat back into the bag is going to be a pretty difficult thing to do. As you pointed out, obviously he's going to, obviously he's going to veto this if it passes the House. And it likely will not pass by veto-proof margins because the Democrats love Sununu on how he's handled COVID so far. I think they've got like a 7 out of 10 Dems approve of him or more.
Wow.
It might have been more than that, but either way, they love what he's done, so they're going to vote to protect his power. And so there's no chance, even if all the Republicans agreed, and they don't, the Republicans are split over COVID. Some of them are against all the insanity. Others are apparently afraid, and they're in favor of it. So there's absolutely no chance, especially no chance, to actually repeal the executive order statutes, the ones that give him the authorization to take this emergency control in the first place. Which I think is
now,
what...
There is also an attempt underway to codify some of his restrictions into law.
Such as...
I don't know which ones, except for the remote learning, which I don't really care. But that was one of the ones that they were going to try to codify that into law. But many of the others, according to reopeninage.com.
Yep. It's been an interesting legislative session so far. I had yesterday a story about the insane Democrats in a recent, I guess, gathering that they had. They had in like a soccer field because they're too afraid to actually have a meeting in the state house.
Absolutely.
Is this where they
it's
had...
absolutely ridiculous. It looks
is.
Like something from China.
It's insane. Did you see? So you saw the photos?
Oh, yeah. It's stupid.
Is this where they had the brilliant idea to just leave the Republicans in control of everything? And
well,
oh, crap, that didn't work, did it?
Well, they tried to leave. Some of them did, but the Republican speaker actually blocked them from leaving because if enough of them left, there would not have been a quorum.
And then he locked the doors.
And they supposedly locked them in the auditorium. So it was a very interesting, dramatic situation. Go ahead, Dave.
I've been ejected from the parking lot of that stadium.
Really?
When I tried to film a Trump rally, I was one of the first, maybe have been the first New Hampshireite ever kicked out of a Trump rally. Hmm.
Are they streaming? Does anybody know? Are they actually streaming these legislative sessions? I imagine that they
are,
but I've not actually looked into it myself.
Well, I refer to Robert's Rules number 7 to my honorable good Jim. Who wants to watch that stuff?
It's terrible.
I certainly don't. Ridley, thank you so much for the call. Keep us updated on how this develops. I would hate to see any of Sununu's actions actually be codified into law by the New Hampshire legislature, but that's at least a higher hurdle for them to jump over than just having Sununu unilaterally write down something on a sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Time will tell. I'd rather see all of this crap lifted. But again, Sununu extended everything until, I think, March the 17th or the 14th or something like that.
Okay.
So maybe then he will finally be like, you know what?
I'm not going to get my hopes up.
Other governors...
I expect we're going to be launching nightcaps again just like last year.
I look forward to it. Yeah. Other governors are putting it into their stuff, though, and now seems like a good time as any to get into that. We can come back to the story about thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi is ending their mask mandates, allowing a full return to operation capacity at businesses. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, announced on Tuesday that he was lifting the mask mandates in his state effective tomorrow, and that businesses in the state would be able to return to operating at full capacity. Starting tomorrow, we are lifting, that basically just has that coming straight from him.
Wait a minute, there was something in there where it said there won't include any COVID rules. Is that what he said there in that quote?
I will read out the full quote.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, we are lifting all of our county mask mandates, and businesses will be able to operate at full capacity without any state-imposed rules.
Okay.
Do whatever you want,
That's
people.
Great.
Well, as long as, because he says, because the rates have been going down,
mm-hmm.
and because the vaccine is readily available, that's the next step. It's how many, because he's probably not going to try it. Just like here in New Hampshire and across the country, it wasn't the government that, it wasn't local government that started throwing all these rules at us. Well before Sununu threw a mask mandate at us, Walmart had had one in effect for 2 months. So it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be any level of government is going to throw something like a mandatory vaccine.
You think corporate America is going to shove it down people's throats?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would take Tate Reeves at his words and start selling alcohol to 17-year-olds. He says you can operate without any state-imposed rules.
I don't think that's what he means,
but
yeah, that's what
he said. And I would, if his executive orders have the rule of law behind them, then surely his tweets do as well, right? This is an edict from the governor just as much as anything else.
That is a great way to interpret that.
I'm going to secede as well.
You haven't yet?
Just my point.
We've been waiting on.
My 0.3 acres.
Yes, ShireSociety.com, sign the declaration.
No, I've signed that.
Oh, then you seceded.
Well, yeah, okay, well, no, I mean really secede.
Oh, really?
Just my house.
Okay. Conelandia?
Conelandia.
So Reeves does go on to say something I think that's important. Executive orders that interfered with people's lives were the worst, but only possible intervention for much of the last year.
He's admitting that he did the worst possible thing?
Yes. He also says, now we are putting our focus towards rapid vaccine distribution. We are getting out of the business of telling people what they can and can't do. Combine that with his tweet.
Wow.
I think he just instituted anarchy in Mississippi.
In Mississippi.
We've been among the four or five most open states throughout this crisis, and we've been rewarded for it with more jobs and economic recovery.
That's true. I mean, Mississippi needs it, right? Aren't they in really dismal shape economically there?
They are just about the worst state in every single metric, from teen pregnancies to HIV to gonorrhea to poverty to illiteracy to obesity.
He's not saying what he actually means, obviously, because it's a politician. But if he were actually saying, true words here, it would be an amazing day for Mississippi. If indeed there were no more government controls on any business in Mississippi,
I would consider moving
back.
Let's
move.
That's not because what we put in place was a light burden. It's only because the rest of the country was so much worse. That's paraphrasing.
This is true.
That's good, but we need to recognize that none of these orders in any state are anything short of unprecedented. They have to end at the earliest possible moment. I hope other governors take his lead, and at least one other person, Governor Abbott, has also lifted their restrictions. We'll talk about that as well. What do you think? Is this too early? Are we going into wave number 6, 7? Is it time to end this year-long, 2 weeks lockdown to flatten the curve? 603-283-6.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can call and talk about anything you want, or maybe you want to weigh in on some of the lifting of the mask mandates that we're seeing. You can certainly do that, or change the subject, talk about something else entirely. Whatever you want, you can take control of the airwaves. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about AnyPay 2.0, because it's here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using the Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, if you are, then your experience will be smooth and lightning fast. But some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology, and those wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with the new technology, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade. Let's go to the phones. We've got Skyler calling from Concord. Skyler, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
I don't think you put him on the air.
No, I did.
You did not.
No, I keep hitting the same stupid button. No, no. Okay.
There you go.
It's been a while. Skyler, okay. You're on Free Talk Live.
Are we good?
We are. What's on your mind?
Nice to see you. Nice to see everybody. Thank you all for having me. I just want to say, I don't get paid for this, but the AnyPay app, I just discovered it the other, a week or so ago, and it's incredible. It streamlines Bitcoin or crypto banking very, very seamlessly. So I thought it was really cool.
Do you have a store at which you are accepting cryptocurrency?
I don't have a store that – well, actually, I should – let me rephrase that. I have a YouTube channel where I'm accepting cryptocurrency. So my YouTube channel is SavageTruth603. I'm a political activist. I do a lot of different stuff throughout the state. I've mingled with a lot of people. I was the first person to be arrested at the governor's house for freedom of speech. And I'm trying to take my YouTube channel to a bigger direction, you know, New Hampshire-based, but on a bigger scale. So – we were at the Wyndham Select Board meeting last night, and we were listening to people talk about the voting irregularities and how drastic they were. But I guess the only question that I have is anybody else noticing that Queen Tyrant Sununu has drastically changed his stance on COVID and lockdowns and mask mandates?
What did he do? Because I have not been paying attention. What did he do?
So he's very close to like lifting the mask mandate, and there's been a lot of talk of there was HB 43, I believe, was the House bill that they were talking about last night in Windham, where they want to relieve any businesses of fines or any licenses that have been revoked due to them not complying with the COVID mandate.
Right, yeah, we were just talking about that with Dave Ridley, who was speaking about the same subject, and how they wanted to, and Sununu's not a fan of that, saying, oh, well, you can't just ignore the law like that, right?
It's not a law, though.
That's right.
Yeah, but I mean, that's splitting hairs when it comes to the state. It's the powers that be giving us a rule, and that's what they consider to be a law.
And I agree with you. They consider it to be a law, but the rule of law says that it's not a law because a mandate is not a law. It's a suggestion. And if you go to New Hampshire Executive Order 74 and you look at it for yourself, the second half of the third page gives exemptions for people to not have to wear masks. And those exemptions are pretty much everybody. And that's not the governor, like, kowtowing to people. I think that's him protecting himself from massive lawsuits. Because you can't require somebody to wear a medical device to use your facility if they don't need said medical device. And that's kind of what we're dealing with. Like, I feel like he's taken a big back step, like a big, he's backpedaling because he knows that all these mask mandates and everything that he has done to shut down the state and ruin people's businesses is an infringement on our rights.
Well, he may know it, but why does he care now? If he's starting to back off, what is incentivizing this behavior?
The 2020 election. So Sununu is looking at a Senate run for 2022, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He wants to take Maggie Hassan's seat. So he has since
LRN.FM.
I have not heard any of this. The last thing I heard from him concerning that particular bill that we were talking about that Ridley brought up, he specifically says, if this comes across my desk, I'm going to veto it. You know, we can't have people, you know, breaking the law that's supposed to be enabled to protect people. We can't have this, you know, this taking place.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything from Sununu that suggests he's backing off of the mask mandates.
I haven't either, but I don't watch everything he says, you know, so.
But let's think about it. Let's put ourselves in his shoes. If he was going to run for, what was it, Senate in 2020 or 2022, what frame of mind would he want the voters to be? Because right now, these friggin' Republicans in this state love him. I mean, they love him.
Yeah, they do. He just handily defeated two opponents in the Republican primary, including our very own nobody who ran against him, as well as a woman named Karen, which is hilarious. She's very nice. And he crushed him. But if he doesn't come back in 2022, that would be an interesting opportunity for an Aria DeMezzo run.
I haven't been in New Hampshire for 7 years.
I haven't been here long enough.
But if he's running
or
against...
Or have I? When did I may have been here 7 years. Now that I think about it. This is my 7-year anniversary this year. I totally forgot.
If he's running against Hassan, who is a crazy liberal maskie, maybe he wants to distance himself from that type of mentality, this lockdown mentality.
It doesn't make sense. It's too early. I mean, election is...
I have a theory. If any Republican governors out there are starting to loosen up, like Mississippi and Texas, I think it has a lot to do with MILF, Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor, who didn't lock anything down. She was at the CPAC, and I caught little snippets of her speech. And she's going down the list. She's like, I didn't lock down anything. I didn't shut down anything. I didn't order any mask mandates unless you guys wanted to do it. I think she put a lot of these dudes I think she shamed a lot of Republican dudes who are waking up to the fact that, hey, there is truth in this. And by the way, Florida didn't do a whole lot either.
They don't care about truth, Conan.
They want to get reelected too, though.
Won reelection. By the time the next gubernatorial elections roll on, people aren't going to remember this crap. They're going to be thinking about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's divorce.
We'll be at war with China by then. If you had heard the response from the attendees, the CPAC attendees, you would realize that she has the majority support.
Well, from the CPAC attendees, perhaps.
Who
but
are,
isn't
who,
that
anyone who's going to drive all the way and to attend something like that is already a diehard.
Isn't that a pro-Israel Zionist organization?
Well, I don't know, but the Republicans, the diehard Zionist Republicans, yes. Who? I don't know. I think a lot of Republican governors out there would like to have on their side, especially not just their vote, but to have them and their backing and their money.
At any rate, I'm not seeing anything about Sununu backing off a mask.
I'm not either. I don't believe it.
He just extended them until March the 26th, so it's even worse than I thought.
Do you want to give him another comment here? Because I think that was an honest mistake.
Yeah, it was certainly a mistake. Skylar, are you still with us?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. The reason that he is appealing to the left is because of exactly what you guys said. He has full control over the right, and he doesn't have to worry about appealing to the right at this point. He's done things for gun rights, which, okay, cool. He's done things for some taxes, like the Democrats wanted to increase the highway tolls, and he vetoed that last minute. Like, I appreciate that, and I was super in Sununu's corner. Like, I want everybody to understand that. And now I see what he's doing, and he's pandering to the left. That's why he shut our state down. That's why he was super slow to open it back up. That's why he called this quote-unquote armed protester in his yard, who was just a regular citizen who was on public property carrying a concealed firearm. That's why he made himself out to be a victim and his family to be a victim, is because he's pandering to the left.
Yeah, and he's a coward.
He is a full-blown little bitch, especially on Twitter, always complaining about how these people are a threat to him. It's like, dude, no one has threatened you.
Oh, and he loves the federal government. I've seen him on his Twitter as well, where he's just like filleting the federal government and, oh, give us money, give us money. I mean, he's pathetic. And I'm glad you're fighting this, Skylar. You're going to not take the plea deal on this. What's the status on your case?
So we just pled not guilty and asked for a jury trial.
Nice.
My biggest win, to be completely honest, is if we can depose the governor, and that's going to be
the
goal.
That would be fantastic.
Is to get him on the stand and to make him testify as to exactly how he victimized him.
Please keep us in the loop on this. I want to come there and record this video. I want this trial to be in person so I can be there to get a recording of it, because we can't trust the state to do it. We need to do our own recording.
Absolutely. Keep us updated. 603-283-6160. How are things going in your city? Are things getting easier, better? Have you really seen that many people dying from COVID-19? 603-283-6160.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.